Electrified Sheep and Other Bizarre Experiments by Alex Bose. Read by Jared Zeus. To Beverly. Introduction. In May 1932, the Polish researcher Tadeusz Hanas wrapped himself in the skin of an ape and crawled into the primate quarters of the Warsaw Zoo. For the next 8 weeks, with the permission of the zoo authorities, he lived there, in the company of a group of apes. He ate their food and attempted to learn their language. When he emerged in June, undoubtedly smelling a little ripe, he faced a crowd of curious reporters. "What was it like?" they asked him. "What did you learn?" He straightened himself up, tried to look as serious as possible, and replied that he had discovered the habits of apes to be extremely similar to those of men. "I feel a sense of kinship with Hanas. Like him, I've been living with some pretty strange companions. It's been a little over a year since I closed the door of my office and took up residence with them. And now I emerge into the glare of the sunlight, blinking, looking around a little dazed, to present you with this book, which is the result of my year among them. Unlike Hanas, my companions weren't apes. They were mad scientists. Johann Wilhelm Ritter was one of them. He was a German physicist who systematically electrocuted every part of his body to investigate what it would feel like. Then there was Friedrich Hölzel, who carefully measured the rate at which knots, glass balls, and steel bolts passed through his digestive tract. Mary Henley, the psychologist, liked to hide beneath beds in a women's dormitory and eavesdrop on the conversations of unsuspecting students. I also spent some time with men in Chicago who studiously bent over their desks, drafting plans to nuke the moon. This book tells about the exploits of bizarre experiments of all of these scientists, as well as quite a few more, and the lengths such people will go to in the advancement of science. As you've probably figured out, when I say that I lived with these scientists, I don't mean that in a literal sense. They were my intellectual companions. I tracked their exploits through journals, newspapers, and books. Though at times, as I was sitting in the library or in front of my computer screen, it felt like they were there beside me. Elephants on Acid. 4 years ago, I wrote a book called Elephants on Acid, also about weird science. The book you're now reading continues the chronicle of eccentric experimentation I started there. I couldn't resist the tug of the mad scientists, pulling me back to spend more time with them. This time around, I lingered for a longer time with the subjects and characters. Once they got under my skin, I wanted to tell more of their story. But otherwise, the structures of the two books are similar. For instance, I again preface each section with a dramatization inspired by a key scene in the story. In these prefaces, I tried to stick as close as possible to real life, though usually I had to make an educated guess at how events may have transpired, and I took some artistic liberties, such as adding dialogue, to heighten the drama. Once you arrive at the main body of each story, however, everything you'll read, to the best of my knowledge, is absolutely true, no matter how odd any of it might seem. You'll find a collection of references for further reading at the back of the book, should you wish to delve deeper into any topic. Because I designed Electrified Sheep to complement Elephants on Acid, I avoided discussing experiments that I already described in the previous work. So if you're wondering why such and such famous weird experiment is missing from these pages, it may well be because it's in Elephants on Acid. There are, however, several occasions in which I touch on topics explored in the earlier book. For instance, I look again at vomit-drinking doctors and the home-rearing of apes. In each case, I felt it was worthwhile to revisit these topics, since there was so much strangeness left to tell about them, and even more bizarre characters to introduce. But apart from these overlaps, which occupy no more than a few pages, Electrified Sheep represents a journey into entirely new realms of science weirdness. The Allure of Mad Scientists. So what is it about mad scientists that compelled me to write two books about them? It's definitely not because they're such charming company. Some of them, in fact, are downright creepy. Part of the appeal of mad scientists is their unabashed freedom to explore new ideas, no matter how wrong such ideas may seem to the rest of us. Most of us have odd notions that pop into our heads from time to time, but we don't act on